In the coming days and weeks, we will be highlighting the work of various healthcare professionals and others who work in medical settings who don't ordinarily get much attention, but they are critical in the battle against the coronavirus pandemic. This morning, registered nurse Melissa Bronstein describes her role.
I am the system director for infection prevention for Rochester Regional Health.
She oversees the team in charge of keeping patients, staff, and visitors free from infections that may be caused in hospitals or other healthcare settings. Under normal circumstances, that's a big job. But in the midst of a global pandemic,
it's very, very busy. Under normal circumstances, our usual day is filled with trying to understand how the procedures that we're doing may potentially cause harm to our patients. And typically, we're worried about things like bloodstream infections or surgical wound infections. But the coronavirus is unusual in that it's potentially spread through droplet transmission, it's spread through contact, and under certain conditions, it may be spread through the air as well.
That means Bronstein and her team work to make sure healthcare workers have the right personal protective equipment and data to keep them safe both at work and out in the community.
We've got an employee hotline that if employees have someone in their household who's sick or they need guidance about what to do, are they safe to come to work, they can get an answer by calling the hotline.
She says she's been putting in 12-hour days at the office, and her work doesn't end there.
It's not terribly unusual for me to get a call at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and answering emails in the times when I'm not already in the office. So it's a big job right now. And I would say that's true for infection preventionists everywhere.
Bronstein says infection prevention specialists are skeptical by nature, and they're always looking to learn from failure. The pandemic, she says, has a way of magnifying any weakness in a healthcare system.
So, for example, if we had any doubt that people following policies and procedures and wearing personal protective equipment appropriately, if we thought it was a little bit of an issue back in January, now it's a very big issue. People aren't doing hand hygiene 100% of the time. It was an issue before, now it's a really big issue.
So with all that responsibility of keeping healthcare workers, patients, and visitors safe, I asked Bronstein, do you feel appreciated?
We're certainly feeling the pressure, and pressure is a privilege, right?
That's Melissa Bronstein, Director of Infection Prevention for Rochester Regional Health.